Police still withhold evidence. Frank to be examined on new lines. Atlanta, Georgian Thursday, May 8, 1913. Witnesses are quizzed in detail, but nothing important brought out. Officials say they are satisfied with case as it is being developed. Whatever evidence the police officials may have directly to connect any of the suspects with the killing of Mary Fagan, it was not produced at the early session of the coroner's inquest Thursday. What this evidence is, the officials refuse to say, except that they are satisfied with the progress that is being made in unraveling the mystery. Leo Frank, superintendent of the National Pencil Factory, is expected to be the most important witness of the day. It is said that an entirely new line of questioning will be taken up. W.W. Boots Rogers, former county policeman, and Lemmy Quinn, foreman in the tipping department at the National Pencil Factory, were the principal witnesses. Neither gave testimony that was materially damaging to either Leo M. Frank or Newt Lee, who are being held in connection with the crime. Rogers was questioned closely of the events of the morning the crime was discovered and told of taking the officers to the scene in his automobile. Beyond his belief that Frank appeared nervous when he was visited at his home by the detectives, Rogers had no information that appeared to point suspicion in one direction more than another. He was sure, however, that the time clock tape on which Newt Lee, the night watchman, registered his half-hour rounds of the factory had no misses when it was taken from the clock by Frank that morning. Three misses were found on a tape subsequently brought to police headquarters. Quinn's story unchanged. An effort was made without avail to break down the story of Lemmy Quinn that he was at the factory and talked to Frank between 12:10 and 12:20 the Saturday afternoon of the tragedy. Coroner Donahue tried to get Quinn to admit that he previously had told officers who interviewed him that he was not at the factory between Friday and the following Sunday. Quinn steadfastly refused to admit that he had made a statement of the sort. He supported Frank's testimony of last Monday by insisting that he visited the factory for a few minutes and went into Frank's office. Miss Hattie Hall, the stenographer who was at the factory office Saturday until noon, was another of the witnesses called to the stand during the forenoon. She testified as to Frank's movements while she was there. Frank pale, but calm. Frank was brought into the commissioner's room in the police station before the inquest began, but later was excused and Rogers called. The factory superintendent was pale, but calm and collected. He whispered a few words to his counsel, Luther Z. Rosser, and smiled faintly at a remark that was made to him. He appeared to show the strain of the days since he has been in a cell. Lee was not admitted to the room at the beginning of the hearing, but was detained in a nearby office. The night watchman seemed almost indifferent.